What is happening, Polite Society? I hope you had a good week. If you're here for the first time, welcome to my channel. I'm Alan. After a long delay, reshoots, and a flurry of negativity surrounding the project, Disney has finally released Snow White, a modern adaptation of the popular fairy tale, which was immortalized in the original 1937 animated classic. Thus far, the movie has been a disaster, both commercially and critically. At the American box office, Snow White opened with a weak $43 million start, while grossing $44 million overseas for a dismal total global opening of $87 million. The film's budget itself was at $270 million, not taking into consideration the huge marketing costs. Unless things miraculously turn around, Disney stands to lose millions and millions of dollars. The film's lack of success can be attributed to a number of different factors. One reason is undoubtedly the ever-growing public disinterest in the left-leaning politicization of entertainment coming out of Hollywood. But perhaps the primary reason for Snow White's lack of appeal is the film's caustic and abrasive leading lady.
I know that you've told me before that your version of Snow White is different, and it's more of a 2022 version of Snow White. What did you mean by that?
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. There is a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Of course, Ms. Zegler's comments here did not go over too well with a large portion of the fan base. To be honest, I myself am not a fan of the 1937 Snow White film. I saw it many decades ago, and I thought it was about as entertaining as watching paint dry. But call me crazy, it's probably not the best idea in the world for a lead actress in a movie that has a built-in audience to trash those fans' beloved story. Of course, these are not the only comments Ms. Zegler has made that has led to the young star's lack of popularity. In addition to her viral weird opinion, Zegler has described her Snow White character as a leader who doesn't need a prince to save her. She also told an interviewer that she only saw the 1937 original once because she found it to be scary. Zegler has also been vocal about her political views. After DT's victory in the 2024 presidential election, Rachel posted F Donald Trump and also wrote, "May Trump supporters never know peace." After Disney's D23 fan event, Ms. Zegler went to X to thank supporters, but concluded with, "And always remember, free Palestine." I've seen some reports which indicate that the film's other star, Gal Gadot, who is Israeli, isn't exactly chummy with the pro-Palestine Zegler. So as one critic has pointed out, with Snow White, we have a movie with a leading lady who is a good actress, but who no one seems to like, along with the film's number two, who is an awful actress, but who for the most part is generally liked. Of course, the whole strong, empowered female boss babe who doesn't need a man is nothing new to the woke agenda of the Disney franchise. We've seen it with Daisy Ridley's Rey in Star Wars and with Brie Larson's Captain Marvel in the MCU, just to name two. The pushback against woke Disney and leftist Hollywood is growing. One well-known pastor told me that he foresees a rise in pagan conservatism in the next year. The expression "go woke, go broke" is not simply a catchphrase, but is definitely an accurate description of the many colossal failings which mainstream entertainment franchises have had when they prioritize leftist propagandizing. A lot of people are simply fed up with the anti-male, pro-female empowerment messaging in movies, television, and music. An entire group of successful YouTube content creators are verbalizing what so many people think and feel about contemporary Hollywood productions. But perhaps the biggest problem with Snow White, from what I've heard, and I will probably do a review of it myself sometime in the future, but based upon both critical and fan reviews, it doesn't even appear to be a good movie. Certainly the feminista propaganda plays a huge part, but there's also the horrible CGI effects of the dwarves, with one critic describing the overall product as terrible, and another as soulless. The trailer for the film was the most disliked of all time, and it appears that Rachel Zegler's unlikability is continuing to grow. More could be said about Snow White, and certainly has been by content creators of other channels, but I think I'm going to leave it at that. Ladies and gents, if you want to share your own thoughts, be sure to do so in the comments section down below. Thanks for watching, everyone. If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you like the content here, you can subscribe by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. Then you can hit the bell for notifications. I upload a new video every Wednesday and every Saturday. Have an awesome rest of your week, and for my brothers and sisters in the Lord, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you all always. I will see you all in the next video. God's blessings on your week.